Now, back to the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack Ebling, Tom Crawford, the Jack and Tom Show, our last segment for week one of college football. Hey, Tom, I just got a text from Freddie Heumann. He says John Jansen was cut.
John Jansen, the former Wolverine lineman? Yeah. Ouch. Hey, just to throw out there to finish my conversation about Michigan State, I have them going 9-3.
Yes.
Losses are back-to-back on October 2nd and 9, home to Whiskey, down, and also the following Saturday in Ann Arbor to the Michigan Wolverines, and then the October 30th at Iowa, and they're winning everything else.
You haven't beating Penn State the last game of the year.
Finally going to get over that hump.
All right, let's go out to our phones, and let's try Flatgut very quickly. Hello, Flat.
Hi, guys. Just wanted to call in and let you know that I appreciated your interview with George the other night, and I would agree with him. I never thought that I would see the day that Michigan and Michigan State flip-flopped in their program.
Well, they haven't flip-flopped. I mean, I think George would, they haven't taken advantage of it, Flatgut. I mean, it's there for the taking, and they're not taking it.
Yeah, well, thanks, Flatgut. I appreciate that. You know, I think, Tom, when you talk about what Michigan's done, it's come back to the Michigan State level. But Michigan State has not gone up
that's
to the Michigan
what, That's level. Why I'm disagreeing with that statement. It's not been a flip-flop by any stretch. They had a losing season last year.
Right. And, you know, you can fall in a hurry. It's harder to get back up. And Michigan State's been struggling to do that for four decades. So, you know, whether it's going to be able to take advantage of this and build – I go back to what Barry Alvarez did at Iowa. I go back to what Kirk Ferentz did. And, you know, he won four games his first 2 years at Iowa.
Right.
So it takes a little bit of time to get your program in place. Let's go back to the phones. How about Jerry from Lansing? Hello, Jerry.
Yeah, Tom. Good to see you guys. Missed you last week. I'm like a junkie without a fix.
Yeah, you're out in the wind. Are you tailgating or what? What's going on?
I'm right outside the buses here. With a friend from out of town, big Spartan fan.
Okay, all right. Where are you on campus so we know where to avoid?
Nice try, Jack. Fat chance. By the way, I won't even venture any baseball talk today because I know that's a mess from out of Crawford.
Oh, absolutely. We'll step on you. We'll crush you if you talk baseball today.
The Wolverines got within 6 points of the UConn basketball team last year. Tom, you think they're going to do the same today?
I think it's a rollover effect. No, they're going to pound today. 34-14, Michigan over UConn. You heard it here first. Thanks for the call, Jer.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you later.
All right, Jerry. Tom, we're going to do these picks now. We've got eight games to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
Eight games? Are you ready for this?
No. I'll have a better educated guess when we get 3-4 weeks in the season. I'm going to do my damnedest.
All right. These are the games that we're going to keep track of each week. And I guess we start with Oregon State and TCU.
That TCU team's got a lot of kids back and a great coach in Gary Patterson. I'm taking the Froggies to win that game.
All right. Why?
I just told you. They got a lot of kids back and they got a great coach. Beyond that, they got returnees on both sides of the ball. I can't tell you more than that. Until I see them play, and then I'll give you a better evaluation as we go into the season.
I love the Rogers brothers and Jacquizz.
From Lamar Consolidated, one of my old teams I used to cover in Southeast Texas.
James Rogers. But I'm going to take TCU at home. So we agree on the first
Not round. A great atmosphere, by the way.
How about LSU and North Carolina?
Well, North Carolina is in a little funk right now with what's going on with their suspensions and stuff. So what's the deal on their personnel?
Yeah, you lose more than a dozen players, I would guess.
LSU plays pretty well on the road.
Well, those star linebackers, they have two All-American linebackers. They've both been reinstated.
And that game's on tonight. I'm taking the Tigers of LSU.
I'm also taking LSU. How about Boise State versus Virginia Tech Friday, number three versus number two?
Now, this is a one shot for Boise State, but VaTech, even though it's not played in Blacksburg, I think it's played at FedEx. I'm taking VaTech in that game.
All right, I'm going to take Boise State in this one. I think when you've got a quarterback who's been as effective as we're going to find out here, you're going to find Boise State keeping the national championship dream alive. How about Purdue-Notre Dame?
Notre Dame first game, Brian Kelly, I'm taking the Irish. I think Purdue is going to not be as good as a lot of people think they're going to be this year, so I'm taking the Irish.
All right, we agree on that. Big start for Brian Kelly. Illinois at Missouri.
Missouri is going to continue to dominate that series. Illinois is, this is it for Ron Zook. He's on the hook. I'm going with the Tigers.
And that's it for this series, too, I understand. That's, that's hard to believe, but I'm going to take Missouri as well. Northwestern at Vanderbilt.
I'm taking the Wildcats of Northwestern over Vanderbilt on the road down in Nashville.
This is the Academic Bowl.
Yeah, the ACT Bowl for sure.
All right, I would agree. I like Pat Fitzgerald's Wildcats here. Western Michigan at Michigan State, and give us a score here.
I mean, Sparty's going to win this game. Not total domination, but fairly good domination, 31-7. I'm taking Michigan State over Western. A little bit more.
31-7?
31-7.
All right. I see a little bit higher scoring game here, and I think that Western will find a way to exploit Michigan State to some degree. I like Michigan State in this game, 38-17, Spartans.
Okay.
And that brings us to the game at the Big House that you'll be seeing with our Go Huskies sign here on the window, UConn versus Michigan.
Well, I already announced my score, 34-14. I think Michigan's offense is going to jump out of the game.
34-14.
I think their defense.
Were they favored by 4 points in this game?
I don't care. 2 points. 3 points. Doesn't matter. I'm telling you what I think. I think they're going to stop UConn's running game good enough to have a 3-touchdown.
If Connecticut wins this game, are you going to take my phone call tonight?
Sure, I'll take
you
it.
You will?
Because then we'll start talking about who the new coach is. And your thoughts on Michigan UConn?
I think Michigan's going to win this game 28-24 on the last drive of the game.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
All right.
Just like last year in the Notre Dame game.
Yep. And I think Denard Robinson will solidify his position as Michigan's number one quarterback. And this will be Michigan's win, and then they lose next week at Notre Dame.
I'm telling you what, I'm looking forward to today. A nice breezy day, nice chill in the air, and we'll break it all down next week, Jack.
Want to thank all of our guests today, Grand Leds coach Matt Bird, our coach of the week. I want to thank everyone participating in our roundtable, Scott Eckersley and Andrea Nelson, Mark Snyder of the Detroit Free Press, Larry Lage, Michigan Associated Press sports editor, Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services, drjohnb.com, and Larry Caper Sr., former Western Michigan Bronco standout and the father of Larry Caper, the Michigan State running back. We'll see a lot of you out on campus. Tom, you're off to Ann Arbor in just a few minutes, picking up Cody, and you're headed for Washtenaw County.
We are
on our way out to Spartan Stadium. Scott Eckersley will beat me there again, I guarantee. And we'll talk to you again next week. Have a great weekend, everyone. Enjoy your college football.